Yves Le Terme of the Flemish Christian Democrat Party took over the helm of Belgium's government, replacing caretaker Prime Minister Guy Verhofstadt. Mr. Le Terme, whose party came out ahead in June elections last year, leads a coalition government that includes not only the left and right, but also parties from the country's French-speaking Wallonia region and Dutch-speaking Flanders. The new coalition government represents a breakthrough after a 9-month crisis that left Belgium without a government as politicians wrangled over demands by Flemish politicians for greater regional autonomy, among other issues. Francophone parties are generally against the devolution idea. Even today, political analysts like Pascal De Witt of the Free University of Brussels wonder just how long this new government will last.
It's an open question. Nobody knows exactly the time for the next government. There was some timing which is expected, July 2008, related to the second step for the state reform in Belgium, from the federal state towards regional entities. There is another date, very important for the government and for the parties, which is the June 2009 regional and European elections.
De Witt says if the government collapses, the likely scenario will be new elections, but that, he says, may not necessarily be bad.
It is clear that the 10th of June elections hold in a specific context, and perhaps a new context could deliver new results, clear results, either from the French-speaking, Flemish-speaking point of view, or from the liberal versus socialist point of view. We don't know, of course, but it's possible to have clearer results, less fragmented political systems after new elections than now.
The new government must now tackle the tricky question of how much power to transfer to the country's regions. But already, businesses have welcomed the new government, saying it's good for Belgium's image and for investment from abroad. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.